How can we seriously question Eurocentric knowledge? How can we imagine a didactic path on the traces of colonialism in relation to today for an intergenerational learning community? How to make an ethnographic museum a laboratory of decolonization? Concerning Words is a podcast by the Goethe Institute of Rome, curated by Viviana Gravano and Giulia Greghi. As part of the Transcultural Attentiveness Project, in collaboration with MUCI, Museo delle Civiltà di Roma, different points of view, perspectives, and voices are compared in order to ask ourselves together about possible ways of decolonizing our present. Episode 10, Adama Sene.
I think the question of how to make the ethnographic museum a laboratory of decolonization is an interesting question. It's an interesting question for probably starting from the impossibility of the question. The ethnographic museum cannot become a laboratory of decolonization. This is the reaction that I had after less than a second that I heard the question. What I found it interesting for me at a personal level is that generated a very visceral reaction to kind of say, let's stop pretending that any type of transformation is possible. Certain things simply need to be, the only thing that we can do with certain things is to abandon them. Is to abandon the experiment, not try to transform them, understand the context in which certain experiences happened, and move on. I didn't see the need and the possibility and the opportunities to transform the ethnographic museum. As a gut visceral reaction, the ethnographic museum simply is obsolete. There is no way that can be transformed, because in certain aspect, what it represents and what it represented at that gaze is still very much present in society. It still have a strong impact in society, in politics, both at a community level, a political level, and a personal level. And so it is exactly arts and culture that can, in this case, give another direction that will take a while to then be implemented at a societal level. So in this sense, the ethnographic museum has no space now. And the only thing that we could do is just to quote unquote destroy it. I will be fully honest. The moment that I hear, can the ethnographic museum become a laboratory of decolonization? My gut reaction was no. The only thing that we can do with the ethnographic museum in the way that it was conceptualized is to destroy it. Is to burn it down, obviously, metaphorically, and from the ashes to really think and conceptualize a different model. Because in the end of the day, an ethnographic museum is about relating to a scientific description of people and culture, and cultures, you know, with their custom, habits, and differences. And by definition, it creates a gaze of an observer and someone who is observed. And the observer obviously has the power of his, often his or her gaze, and can consciously and unconsciously attribute all the judgments and models and frameworks to the observed. So it is, by definition, a violent act. So the answer to me is no, it cannot be. You cannot become a laboratory of decolonization. That was my first reaction. But I was so, to a certain extent, I was so suspicious about how visceral and how quick my answer and my reaction and my emotion was, that I thought that, well, that might be a good indicator to have a deeper thought on it. And I've been thinking about it for several days now since the question was posed. And I think the question that came as a consequence of this reflection is to say, okay, who is the ethnographic museum for? What does it try to do originally? And as we said before, the ethnographic museum is there to observe and to describe somebody else. And I was wondering, can this act, can this gaze be redirected instead of to somebody else through ourselves? Can we turn the gaze? Can we become the observer and the observed at the same time? Obviously, that will fundamentally transform the idea of an ethnographic museum. But still, in the opportunity of this idea, can we think about a space that, and about a museum, and about an ethnographic museum, that instead of talking and describe others, it will talking and describe ourselves? And that, I think, is the question. Because the point is, who is this for? Because the museum, at the end of the day, is a space that is in service of society and its development. And what better and most important is nowadays of developing self-awareness as individuals and as people, as a nation and a culture, starting a process of self-discovery or enacting a process of self-discovery and increasing our capacity to build a critical gaze on ourselves. And so in this space, I think that there is an interesting proposition. In the impossibility of that question, of an ethnographic museum that becomes a laboratory of decolonization, there is an interesting space there. And to say, okay, can an ethnographic museum become about us as the colonizers, to be practical? Can an ethnographic museum or a contemporary ethnographic museum talk about our gaze? Can a contemporary ethnographic museum help us deconstruct and analyze our gaze? Can an ethnographic museum talk about us and describe us and not the other? And I think in this question, in this opportunity, there is a possibility. I don't want to go into the semantic, because an ethnographic museum of a self gaze is probably not, you know, of yourself is not an ethnographic museum anymore. But I think in this case, the semantic element is not that relevant, or, well, is definitely not in my domain. So if we think about it, then can I be, as an individual, be transformed or engaged? Can not my anthropological gaze, and I'm using anthropological gaze in a classic term, you know, instead of having my anthropological gaze to be activated, can it be my self-awareness and psychological gaze being activated? Because the ethnographic museum should talk about ourselves and should give us the tools to understand of what of that period of time is still in us. I think if we manage to conceptualize it in that way, the ethnographic museum can surprisingly have potentially a new role in our communities.